This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have been telling you over the past couple of 3 weeks about crypto. Not the flashy bits, the celebrity endorsements and high-dollar advertising campaigns, but the relatively nitty-gritty world of crypto mining, the energy-intensive computing process that basically does all the accounting for most of the cryptocurrencies out there. And in the course of that, talking about it to you, we've taken you to two small towns, one in New York, the other in Texas, that have attracted huge crypto mining operations, each of them with tens of thousands of computers grinding away, places chosen by the miners because of the massive electric power infrastructure left over from old aluminum smelting plants. That gives you some idea of how much power those crypto miners draw. Anyway, we wrap up our series today with Andy Euler out of Austin, Texas, with the observation that, hey, you know what else has big energy infrastructure? Oil and natural gas do.
These days, when you finally coax some crude out of a fracked oil well, you get a byproduct, natural gas. Steve Barber is a Canadian oil and gas engineer with a handy analogy.
You know, if you open up a can of Coke, right, you have a bunch of foam, a bunch of gas comes out. Same deal in an oil well. Like, there's a lot of gas in solution. And when you start producing that oil, the gas sort of breaks out.
He says if that well is close to a pipeline, that associated gas can be sold to a power plant or used to heat homes. But some wells are a long way from pipelines, and it just doesn't make economic sense to connect them. So their gas is what's called stranded.
If they can't use it and they can't sell it, then they burn it, generally. Sometimes they vent it.
Burning it, often called flaring, is bad for the environment. You get all the CO2 with none of the benefits. Venting it straight into the atmosphere is worse, because methane traps more heat than CO2. Barber says his clients kept asking him what they could do with the stranded gas from their wells. And then in 2016, he got an idea. He learned about Bitcoin mining, which runs computer servers 24/7, tens of thousands of them worldwide, soaking up as much electricity as all of Poland. He figured the stranded gas could provide some of that energy, but he also figured he wasn't the first one to think of this.
Couldn't really find anyone publicly, scoured all the forums, couldn't find anyone talking about it. So I just built it took a while, but I designed and built a prototype and deployed it, then started my business based on that.
What he built was a gas-powered generator connected to a shipping container full of crypto mining computers. That was in 2019. And in order to drum up some business, he posted a video of his prototype on Twitter. The video caught Matt Lostro's eye. He was studying finance at Texas A&M University, but bought his first Bitcoin in 2016 and says he was spending all his time trying to figure out how to make mining Bitcoin his profession.
My best friend, he had a very well-known reputation for being an oil and gas family. So I called him up. I said, can you do this? He's like, yeah, we got an oil well. You want to try it? And we just went from there.
His friend's family has oil wells on about 100 acres in Buna, Texas, about a two-hour drive from Houston. They bought one of Steve Barber's mobile mining units and set it up on one of the wells there. Lostro says they tested the unit's efficiency, decided to tweak some things, and start making gas-powered mining rigs themselves. They call their business Giga Energy. He gave me a tour of a giga box, as he calls it, that sits next to an oil well just south of Texarkana, Texas. It's about a six-hour drive north of Buna. $150,000 gets you a wired-up container. The generator and the mining devices are extra. The box can hold more than $1.5 million worth of computers.
So over here, you have a natural gas well. It's producing oil. It's going to be flowing on the top pipe. And then you have natural gas. It's flowing on the bottom pipe. It goes 8,000 feet into the earth. So the natural gas flows just as a miniature pipeline, and then we bring that to the generator and literally just screw it in to the generator, the inlet on the generator. So you have about 87,000 cubic feet of natural gas being burned per day. That crankshaft turns a generator, that generator puts out electricity.
Lostro believes that they've come up with a viable solution for those worried about flaring. And actually using what would otherwise be wasted gas is economically efficient, at least in the short term. It's the long-term effects of this new industry that worry environmentalists, though.
These kinds of things are effective subsidies for continued oil and gas production. They are essentially providing a new source of demand for fossil fuels.
Pasha Madavi is a political science professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, who studies methane mitigation measures.
It's like if you had a broken gas line at home, Instead of fixing that problem, you just bought a new gas dryer and you just run it forever without any clothes in it. Like, that's not a solution. That's effectively what you have here with crypto mining it and any kind of stranded gas or flared gas sites.
Madhavi says he certainly doesn't begrudge entrepreneurs for coming up with solutions to the problem of stranded natural gas. But instead of monetizing that flared gas, he says it would be far better to give oil and gas companies an incentive to repair leaky pipelines and deal with the bigger problem of greenhouse gas emissions. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.